Bad Girls.
Let's redo it then. Hold on a second. Here we go. We'll try to reintroduce this whole segment.
Bad Girls! What you want, what you want, what you gonna do? Live the web, girl, when you're in prison.
It's now, she now goes by Live the...
Felon.
Yep, that's what we're gonna have to call it. Live the web, girl. Live the online scammer, whatever you want to call her.
Running a national scam.
This is really bad, Liv. Like, this is not a good look for you. It's not a good look for the show.
Some broad in Atlanta was busted using Liv's ID.
Right. Uh-oh.
I'm actually, like, going to start to sweat.
They are right outside the building right now. They are outside the building. What if you get arrested today? Seriously, like, are you ready for jail?
It's only I don't have to work tonight.
Oh, well, that's always good. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show. Okay, cops, we get it. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.
Courtney says, I low-key have 3 driver's licenses in my wallet at the moment. Oops, better add criminal to my IG handle.
Oh,
yeah. Look at that.
Let's talk to Anonymous, which you know it's not good if they're being anonymous. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
I just wanted to tell her she should be all right if it's been longer than 2 years ago. On most of your nonviolent offenses, statute of limitations is 2 years. And so,
Anonymous, what crimes have you been charged with? Not convicted, but what have you been charged with?
I plead the fifth on that one, buddy.
I trust your judgment.
Have you done jail time?
I plead the fifth on that.
Oh,
fear of termination.
Have you killed a man?
Definitely plead the fifth on that one.
All right, dang. Well, hey, thank you for the criminal knowledge. We appreciate it. We should have got his information so we could have him on retainer to know if we're in legal trouble or not.
We love all of our listeners, especially the murderers.
I don't judge you. As long as you're not raping and killing people, you're cool to me. Let's go to line number 4. Let's go to Ashley. Ashley, are you in the same situation as Lib the... what did I say, Lib? I don't know why I'm so political lately. Lib the criminal?
Well, okay, so this is the situation, kinda. What happened was, I've been on both ends, so she should, even if you feel like you can trust your family, I had given my ID before, and I went through the whole ID, falsified ID, like people stole my ID. Mm-hmm. My credit was bad. I had credit cards taken out in my name. Somebody rented a U-Haul in my name. I couldn't rent U-Haul. I couldn't go to, there was this one company, and I'm not going to say their name on air, but I went to go get a card in their name, and there was already a card in my name.
Okay,
so
but here's
fight.
The thing. Was it because they stole your ID and you didn't know, or you let somebody borrow your ID to get into
I
bars?
So this was the thing. I let somebody use my ID. It was like a family member I grew up with.
Wait, for
what? And
why?
Then she, who hung out with someone, had it stolen from her.
Ooh.
The person was an addict.
Yikes.
And let me say, I have my own nonprofit addictions program, so that's the field I'm in, so I totally understand. But they stole it from her, and this whole thing happened. I'm still fighting about getting things off my credit, and I'm older, and you have to go through this whole process. And you might think it's something that's really simple, like, oh, I'm just giving it to, a relative, but you don't know who's ever around them.
Right.
You don't know if they lose it, who picks it up. And people nowadays do run credit card scams, get fake checks in names.
Oh,
they had
gosh.
They had a whole checking account in my name. I owed over $30,000.
Whoa.
Oh, that's my gosh.
Insane.
That's terrifying.
I'm officially
yes. And I'm not trying
out.
To scare you. I'm not trying to scare anybody, but it happened to me, and you have to be careful.
Okay, so wait, let me ask you this before you get off the phone really quick. Since you deal with people with addictions, have you heard about all these college kids doing horse tranquilizers, or am I the only one that's never heard of this?
No, I've heard of it.
Oh, my
people
gosh.
Are doing it.
What does it do? What does the horse tranquilizer do for you?
It's the same thing like taking elephant, PCP, it's like an elephant tranquilizer.
I did
so
not
it's another
know that.
Form. Yes, it's another form of a tranquilizer that makes you just real loopy. It's a depressant, so it's kind of like a heroin downer.
What's so wrong with this getting drunk or high? Is it that boring now? Like, you don't want to get a buzz on? Like, that's not enough? Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Yeah, apparently it like makes you feel like you're like you weigh 1,000 pounds or something.
Yeah, no thanks.
Oh, then I take Joe's horse tranquilizer every day. Okay.
I've got the natural horse tranquilizer.
You want some of my fat? All right, I'll give it to you.
We're out of time for calls, but you can tweet us so that Liv can see your advice at Joe and Alex Show.